This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine warned Monday Russian forces were preparing to intensify their fight for key cities in the Donbas, where the death toll from a weekend attack rose to 30 as rocket strikes killed six in the country's second city. The attacks in Kharkiv and northeast Ukraine came as Europe braced for deeper cuts in gas supplies from Russia. Kharkiv's regional chief said Russian fire on Monday targeted, quote, a shopping center and civilian residents. Prosecutors in his region said, quote, six civilians were killed, including a 17-year-old, his father, who were driving past at the time of the attack. According to an Interfax Ukraine news agency, the AP's Karen Chamas is more.
The attack on the northeastern city of Kharkiv hit three civilian targets. They included a school, a residential building, and an area near warehouse facilities. Regional authorities described the attack as absolute terrorism. Many of those injured in the attacks are reported to be children between the ages of 4 to 16 years old. Russian attacks in the east have also continued, as Luhansk officials confirmed that shelling hit settlements on the administrative border with the Donetsk region. I'm Karen Chamas.
In eastern Ukraine, the focal point for a grinding Russian offensive, 30 people were left dead by Russian strikes over the weekend on the town of Chasiv Yar in the Donetsk region, the emergency services said. South Africa is reeling in shock from a spate of weekend bar shootings in which armed men burst into three taverns and opened fire indiscriminately, killing 21 people in total. Security experts say regional and ethnic rivalries, an organized crime extortion ring, competition between bar owners and political enemies are all possible motivations for the shootings. It's not known if the shootings are linked at this time. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken paid a brief condolence visit to Tokyo following the assassination of Japan's former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
The American people feel a sense of loss along with the people of Japan.
Blinken met with the current Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida. He said Abe did more than anyone to elevate the relationship between the United States and Japan to new heights.
Mostly I'm here because the United States and Japan are more than allies. We're friends.
Blinken gave Kishida a letter from President Joe Biden to Abe's family, saying, "We simply want them to know that we deeply feel the loss on a personal level as well." I'm Donna Warder.
A company applies to sell a birth control pill over the counter in the U.S., the AP's Jennifer King reports.
A French drug maker, HRA Pharma, has asked the FDA to approve what would be the first birth control pill that women in the U.S. could buy over the counter. Contraceptive pills are available without a prescription in many parts of the world, but have always required a prescription in the U.S., generally so health professionals can screen for health risks, such as rare but dangerous blood clots. The company says the timing is unrelated to the Supreme Court's recent decision overturning Roe v. Wade, but the concept is receiving support from the House Pro-Choice Caucus. The hormone-based progestin-only product sold under the brand name Opill was acquired from Pfizer in 2014 and is not currently marketed in the U.S., but it's been used by millions of women for 50 years. It's a high-stakes decision for regulators amid legal and political battles over women's reproductive health. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United Nations says it expects the world's population to reach 8 billion on November 15th this year. And it projects that India will replace China as the world's most populous nation next year. The report released Monday, World Population Day, said global population growth fell below 1% in 2020 and is growing at its slowest rate since 1950. The UN projects the world's population could grow to around 8.5 billion in 2030, 9.7 billion in 2050, and a peak around 10.4 billion people until the 2080s. Recapping our top story, Ukraine warned Monday Russian forces were preparing to intensify their fight for key cities in the Donbas, where the key death toll from a weekend attack rose to 30 as rocket strikes killed six in the country's second city. The attacks in Kharkiv in northeast Ukraine came as Europe braced for deeper cuts in gas supplies from Russia. Kharkiv's regional chief said Russian fire on Monday targeted, quote, a shopping center, and civilian residences. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.